What does Quran convey about forgetting the teachings of previous prophets like Moses and Jesus?
Quran highlights the tendency of some people to forget the core teachings of monotheism, Tawheed, and mindfulness of Allah, Taqwa, despite learning from past prophets.
How does the concept of Tawheed relate to the teachings of Moses and Jesus?
Both Moses and Jesus emphasized the oneness of God, Tawheed, as a central tenet of their teachings.
What is Taqwa, and why is it important according to Quran 6:30?
Taqwa refers to mindfulness and consciousness of Allah in all aspects of life. Quran 6:30 suggests that forgetting taqwa can lead people astray.
How does Quran warn against neglecting the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
The verse implies that neglecting Tawheed and taqwa, despite learning from past prophets, can lead to following worldly temptations and straying from the path taught by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
What are some examples of worldly temptations that Quran may refer to?
Worldly temptations can include materialism, greed, arrogance, and pursuit of power or pleasure at the expense of spiritual values.
How do followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sometimes deviate from the teachings of Tawheed and Taqwa?
Followers may prioritize worldly desires over spiritual growth, neglecting acts of worship, ethical behavior, and remembrance of Allah in their daily lives.
What are the consequences of neglecting Tawheed and Taqwa according to Quranic teachings?
Neglecting Tawheed and Taqwa can lead to spiritual emptiness, moral decay, and distancing oneself from the guidance of Allah.
How can individuals ensure they do not forget the teachings of Tawheed and Taqwa?
They can prioritize regular remembrance of Allah, study and reflect on Quranic teachings, and strive to implement Tawheed and Taqwa in their actions.
What role do reminders play in maintaining Tawheed and Taqwa?
Reminders, whether through Quranic verses, religious teachings, or personal reflection, help individuals stay mindful of their faith and responsibilities towards Allah.
How can parents and educators instill Tawheed and Taqwa in the younger generation?
Parents and educators can lead by example, provide religious education, and create environments conducive to spiritual growth and moral development.
Are there societal factors that contribute to the neglect of Tawheed and Taqwa?
Yes, societal influences such as secularism, materialism, and moral relativism can distract individuals from prioritizing their spiritual well-being.
How does Quran encourage believers to reflect on their actions and priorities?
The verse prompts believers to evaluate whether their choices align with the teachings of Tawheed and Taqwa, urging self-reflection and repentance if necessary.
Can individuals rediscover Tawheed and Taqwa after neglecting them?
Yes, through sincere repentance, seeking knowledge, and striving to implement Tawheed and Taqwa in their lives, individuals can rediscover their faith and strengthen their connection with Allah.
What resources are available for learning more about Tawheed and Taqwa?
Resources include Quranic study guides, Islamic scholars' teachings, reputable Islamic websites, and local religious communities.
How can believers support each other in maintaining Tawheed and Taqwa?
Believers can provide encouragement, accountability, and support in practicing Tawheed and Taqwa, fostering a sense of community and mutual spiritual growth.
How does the concept of accountability relate to Tawheed and Taqwa?
Belief in accountability before Allah motivates individuals to prioritize Tawheed and Taqwa, knowing that they will be held responsible for their actions in the hereafter.
Are there practical steps individuals can take to strengthen their adherence to Tawheed and Taqwa?
Yes, practicing regular prayer, engaging in acts of charity, seeking knowledge, and purifying one's intentions are among the ways to strengthen Tawheed and Taqwa.
What are the spiritual benefits of embodying Tawheed and Taqwa?
Embodying Tawheed and Taqwa brings in a peace, contentment, and a sense of purpose, as well as closeness to Allah and His guidance.
How does the concept of Tawheed and Taqwa contribute to a holistic understanding of Islam?
Tawheed and Taqwa are central to Islam, providing a foundation for belief, worship, morality, and spiritual growth, encompassing all aspects of a believer's life.
How can individuals avoid the pitfalls of neglecting Tawheed and Taqwa in a world filled with distractions?
By cultivating a strong connection with Allah, seeking knowledge, surrounding oneself with supportive communities, and constantly striving to improve one's faith and character, individuals can guard against neglecting Tawheed and Taqwa amidst worldly distractions. For more information visit QuranExplains.com or contact Sheikh Tuqir Ansari.